Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Every week on The Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
The Good Vibe Tribe brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. If you or someone you know has a nonprofit, check the list at FindMassMoney.gov. Kennedy, please welcome James LaMarca into the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
James, if I'm reading this right, you are just 25 years old and you have started something called the Contemporary Climate Gallery after dealing with some own issues in your personal life. Can you talk about what led you to starting this gallery?
Yeah, absolutely. First, just quickly, what Contemporary Climate Gallery is, you know, we're a nonprofit art gallery and an incubator that reimagines how emerging artists can launch their careers through pop-up exhibitions, public installations, and cultural partnerships, rooted in the artists' local communities. Happy to talk a little bit about, you know, what led to CCG being formed. You know, when I was in college, you know, I was a former athlete who got hurt and was looking to, find other interests, and that led me to the arts. While I was in college, I was actually at a restaurant, and in chatting with the waiter, he told me that he was a very detailed ink drawing artist, and he would make these hyper realistic portraits of people that took 190 hours. And he told me how much he really wanted to pursue that as a full time career, but you know, his dream was to work with families to make detailed drawings of their loved ones who were struggling with, medical challenges, as he had had personal experience with family members who struggled with medical issues. He was telling me how these families who, they have a lot of expenses. And so it from a business standpoint, it doesn't make sense. And he can't figure out how to make it work. I asked him if he'd ever considered partnering with a hospital, because hospitals have art therapy and other programmings, and this would fit in perfectly, and they have a lot more money than the families do. And he said he'd never thought about it that way. This was before CCG existed, so I honestly can't tell you if he ended up following through with that, but I think that was the moment where I thought, there was something there. There was a way that we could help artists kind of rethink different avenues and paths outside of the traditional, gallery space or directly to people who would buy their work. And then I kind of felt, all right, now that's cool. I want to help out with that. I'm in college. I will, have a career and earn some money, and I can put that money towards doing something later. I unfortunately had some medical challenges during college that lasted for about a month that made me realize that, seize the moment. Time is not guaranteed, and I want to try to make an impact now. Might be a smaller impact, but an impact now to meet the artists who have a real need now.
I think this is amazing. Art can sometimes feel very snooty, and going to places feels even snootier. And I love that you're just making it available to anyone. So what are you looking for? Are you looking for artists? Are you looking for donations?
All of the above. We're lucky we actually have a lot of artists already reaching out to us. As a grassroots organization, we've done a great job. We started with 5 college graduates. A little bit opposite of how most nonprofits start, especially in the art space. But we're definitely looking to grow to really meet the demand that we're seeing from these emerging artists.
I think it's interesting that you pivoted from collegiate athlete, maybe more of a jock, into art. How did you end up finding a love and a passion for art?
Basically, it started with fashion, liking different brands and the creative designers and what they were doing. I actually ended up putting on a fashion show at my college, and I realized what I really loved about that was the structure of the clothes, how the clothes fit and the shapes, and that sculpture was the abstract. And that led me kind of into the arts. I then added an art minor. It was very funny. When I started in college, my career advisor was like, oh, you should consider something in the arts. And I was like, no, I'm going to stick to, finance and that path. And then full circle was me 2.5 years later, reaching back out to her saying, hey, about that art, minor, let's do it. So
let's get people to check it out. We want people to come see you at the Contemporary Climate Gallery. How can people get involved?
We host pop-up exhibitions. So we're hosting a pop-up exhibition in Boston, August 26th through the 30th. It's going to be at the FPAC Art Space, which is near the lobby of the Envoy Hotel and the Barking Crab. We'll be there from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. every day. They can also check out our artists, our story on our website, contemporaryclimategallery.com, as well as support there as well. Same with artists. If you're an artist, reach out to us on the website. We have our emails, our social media links. We love always meeting with artists and learning more about them.
James LaMarca, Contemporary Climate Gallery, now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo-hoo.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Thank you. Have a great day, friend.
All right. You as well.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenby Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Joan from Norton.
Hello, Joan.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Joan. You get more right than Kennedy, you win $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is the loss for you. She's gone. Can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Al Roker, turning 72 today. He has been the long-running weatherman and now feature anchor on which NBC show?
I can see his face in my head.
One. Okay, question number 2. Celine Dion got candid about the intensive treatments and rigorous workout routines she has incorporated into her daily life and her battle with stiff person syndrome. What is Celine Dion's biggest song that was the theme from the Titanic movie?
My Heart Will Go On.
Today's National Potato Day. Which U.S. state produces the most potatoes? Is it Idaho, Iowa, or Wisconsin?
Idaho.
Andrew Garfield, 43 today. He and Tobey Maguire both made their returns as Spider-Man in this 2021 Spidey movie that united all 3 versions of the superhero. Name the Spider-Man movie.
No Way Home.
Question number 5. Ellie Goulding is suing her ex-managers over a conflict of interest involving Live Nation. What is Ellie Goulding's biggest Billboard hit? It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I can't think of the name.
Okay. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're heading down to the Plymouth County Courthouse.
Yes. Today there is a silent rally to stand in support of Lindsay.
You're talking about the Lindsay Clancy trial. Obviously, it's just been such a sad story for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
And hearing the conversations that are happening now out loud about postpartum depression, I think has been
so important.
Very, very important.
It's so important. I'm a mother of 3, and I feel for her. I feel for Patrick. I feel for their babies.
Mm. Kennedy, Joan got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Al Roker, 72 today. He has been the long-running weatherman and now feature anchor on which NBC show?
The Today Show.
1-0. Celine Dion got candid about the intensive treatments and rigorous workout routines she has incorporated into her daily life amid her battle with stiff person syndrome. What is Celine Dion's biggest song? It was the theme from the Titanic movie.
I Will Always Love You. Oh, My Heart Will Go On. Duh.
Duh. 1-1. Am I going to be playing that song in a minute, Dan?
God, I hope not. No, absolutely not.
No?
God, no.
It's a little slow.
Question number 3. Today is National Potato Day. Which U.S. state produces the most potatoes? Is it Idaho, Iowa, or Wisconsin?
Idaho.
Tied at 2. Andrew Garfield, 43 today. He and Tobey Maguire both made the return to Spider-Man. In this 2021 Spidey movie, they united all 3 versions of the superhero. Name the movie.
Spider-Man, No Way Home.
That's incredible.
Well, I've got them in my brain because he asked a question a week ago about it. Now they're in my brain.
3-3. Question number 5. Ellie Goulding is suing her ex-managers over a conflict of interest involving Live Nation. What is Ellie Goulding's biggest Billboard hit? It peaked at number 2 on the Billboard Hot 100.
I'm not going to get it.
Lights.
Still not going to get it.
We played it 10 minutes ago, I think.
Still not going to get it.
Have you followed this story at all, by the way? This is a wild story. And essentially, Live Nation bought her management firm without anybody telling the artists. And then the managers were directing her to only book events in Live Nation venues. Might have been a conflict of interest there. Maybe. Going to be a big lawsuit.
Well, they own all the venues. What are you going to do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is going to open up a Pandora's box for a lot of artists.
Monopolies are bad, children.
3-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice dub, Kennedy.
Well done, John. Well done.
And you're not walking away empty-handed. We have for you a $100 gift card to Wagamama with new menu, new favorites. Same Wagamama energy. Discover 26 new dishes, 15 new drinks from Bao Bun Tacos and Wagamama sliders. Yes, please. To refreshing Wagaritas and Wagatinis. Come hungry, leave happy. Only at Wagamama. So you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Joan from Norton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Definitely playing Celine Dion.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Let them know.
Lights and boring walls. There's not much joy inside these stalls. So leave a little kindness, make somebody's day. Potty positivity, spread some love today.
The Potty Positivity Army was in full effect yesterday.
Oh my gosh, it was awesome.
So just a quick recap, if you missed yesterday's show, we found out that Kennedy has been leaving Post-it notes in the bathroom. Now, it is a common bathroom, so there are, I think, a couple of businesses that are on this floor.
It's us and another one.
Mm-hmm. There's only 2. I think there might be 3 on this floor.
Anyway.
And so this bathroom, for the men's and the women's bathrooms, are communal. And Kennedy started leaving Post-it notes in there.
It was just kind of, that bathroom just looks really sterile and fluorescent lights, and it's just not a happy place.
And
so I just would post a note that was like, "You're awesome," or whatever. And they just
somebody
kept
was tearing them down,
and they keep getting taken down. I haven't been in there this morning. I'll have to go double check.
And so we asked you guys to start posting messages in your bathrooms wherever.
Yes,
and it's called Potty Positivity.
Yes, and people. Like, not just post-it notes. People were making their own graph. Like, I love this.
The Potty Positivity Posse. P3.
Get into it.
And Kennedy actually made a graphic if you want it. It's up on the Mix Facebook page, I believe.
Yeah. You can just download it and cut it out and use it if you want to.
Yeah,
but would you like to hear some of these?
I would love to hear some of the messages that were
from, this is from our Facebook page. From Heather, my bathroom at work has a post-it note that says, "Are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only Tennessee."
Okay, not bad. I like it.
From Sheila, her bathroom at Staples in Gardner, "You're doing better than you think." Lisa posted this on the back of her bathroom door, and it says, "Potty Positivity Wall, a little pause for a lot of positivity," with the graphics everywhere, and then a post-it note in the middle that says, "You are stronger than you think." And then Kaylee put a post-it note on her sweet lab Buzz, who says, You slept at your desk at work again, didn't you? Hashtag potty positivity.
No.
Did she put a post-it note on her dog?
He looks so much like Elvis, I can't stand it.
I can't imagine trying to put a post-it note on Bubba in the hell that would follow.
Cats are different. Carrie Ann put, you got this, potty positivity underneath it. Jennifer put one on hers that I can't read, but it says, you are awesome, I do believe. And then Kristen posted, you're doing much better than you think, hashtag potty positivity. This is my favorite. Wendy posted one that says, believe in yourself, you're doing better than you think, potty positivity. But right underneath it is a sign that says, I tell you to go to hell, but I work here. And Katie said, a day without laughter is a wasted day, with a big smiley face on it. So you guys just brighten my spirit and my soul. So if you guys did this, please post on our Facebook page. We would love to see it.
Kennedy, what's it like to be a leader of a movement?
I'm just something this happy. I mean, come on. It takes 2 seconds and a post-it note. I'm overjoyed that people want to spread that word.
You're like Tyler Durden in Fight Club, just about all the social anarchy and soap making.
And murder.
You both started a movement.
Yes. Okay. Yes. On the most opposite ends of the spectrum, one could choose. I see where your head's at, but yes, no.
When I got to Lana's
mayhem,
shop.
No mayhem.
Whatever you say, Tyler.
Yesterday.
We won't talk about it.
It wasn't Tyler all along.
When I got to Lana's shop yesterday, I walked in. So if you don't know, my wife owns an embroidery business, and she has a couple of women that work for her. And so I walk in, and this one woman, Judy, who's worked for a while, who's retired, is just like, loves the show, listens all the time. So even when Lana doesn't know what's going on, Judy will fill her in. So I was out running some errands for Boston Bell Embroidery yesterday, and I walk in, and Judy's like, Lana hasn't been up to the bathroom upstairs yet, but I left a note for her. So she wrote, you are stronger than you think. You got this, in a heart message.
I love it. I love it.
I texted this to you guys yesterday. But anyway, we love this so much. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this with us, Kennedy.
Yes. I just think it's fun. It's just fun. Mm. And hopefully, I'm going to go in there after this and see if my notes are still.
Dan, you want to go check the ladies' room and see if there's any notes in there?
I don't. Boundaries are important.
It's a fact. Dude, I didn't see any of the men's room yesterday. Did you?
You didn't write any?
I didn't.
Well, thanks for taking part in our potty positivity, guys.
I got distracted by other things. Damn it. All right, I will do it as soon as we're done.
I'm joking. Do whatever you want. It's totally fine.
I don't have any post-it notes. Can I borrow some from you?
Of course you can, right on my desk.
Will you print out that thing?
I'll do whatever you want me to do.
Will you also write a note and put it in the men's bathroom?
Wait, will you?
I'm not your mom!
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Our apologies for the show next week. Kennedy will be gone on vacation.
Hallelujah. You know, I wait until the end of the summer to take it, and every year I'm like, why do I do this? And then I'm like, I know why.
And how did you pick Belize? And where is it?
Oh, okay. I got you a map.
Oh, let me see.
Printed out a map for Carson.
So it's south, sort of south of Cancun, Tulum, you know?
Oh, okay. I see what it is.
In Central America.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I picked it because I've never been there before. I wanted to go somewhere that wasn't a really super duper long flight. This isn't one of my like active vacations where I'm doing a tour every single day. This is a sit on the beach and read 10 books.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to scuba dive. I'm going to snorkel. I'm going to snorkel a lot because they have the second largest coral reef right outside
after the Barrier Reef, right?
And, it just looks absolutely gorgeous. And I'm staying in a little place kind of tucked away out of the big city. And, I'm just very, very excited. I'm going to take the only other thing I'm doing is a cooking class with like the locals and learn how to make the food. Mm-hmm. And then my snorkeling trip is a day long trip, and you go snorkeling and then they catch stuff and they cook it and you eat it.
And you're going alone?
Obviously. Well, who's going to go with me?
I didn't know. You know, just asking questions. Sometimes you drop a bombshell on us and you go somewhere with somebody.
Sometimes? When's the last time I did that? Never.
No, you've done it. You went with
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep,
and his lady friend.
Oh, with Casino Guy. Yeah. I did do that a few years back. Yeah,
yeah. So I'm just saying it happens occasionally.
Okay.
Is this a singles resort or like a hedonism type situation, or
no.
Is it just like a regular?
No, it's just a nice little little resort type place in a cute little town. I'm just gonna like read a book and eat. and stay in the shade with my giant hat.
And those, like, they have all these travel groups where people that are single travelers find each other and go together. That holds no appeal for you?
You know, I run into those groups a lot when I'm traveling. And no.
Fair enough.
And here's why. And I don't, you know, I am girl on girl, whatever, I don't like, right? But the groups are always typically the same. It's always women of a certain age, and God love them, so am I. But there's always one that's being bossy. There's always one that's like crying in the corner because she's on the phone with somebody who's mad at her. And, you know, it just doesn't look fun to me.
Not relaxing?
No. So, but again, that's just me. I've gotten so used to traveling by myself that traveling with people, I think, would be like,
mm-hmm.
What do you mean you're upset? Yeah. We just go with it.
Traveled with people is me coming in a car going back from Cleveland.
Or us going on a work trip together to Turks and Caicos.
Pretty much.
We're the only ones you can travel with now.
Well, yeah, and I don't even have to travel like with you. So sure. If like your forms aren't filled out, I'm sorry for your luck. I'm going to keep going.
You can keep going.
And I have TSA pre-check plus clear. Sorry, I'm not waiting. Sorry.
I will see you at the gate.
I looked up a couple of fun facts for Belize.
Oh, did you?
They have a serious jaguar population, Kennedy.
Yeah, like I'm staying on the beach and there was an option to do like half the week in the beach and half in the jungle. But
listen to
this. I was going
to
lose a bunch of travel days if I did that.
The national animal is something called the Baird's tapir.
It's a tapir, yes.
It looks like somebody combined a pig, a horse, and a vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
And apparently
they eat it a lot.
There are monkeys.
Yes.
And they scream like the devil.
Yeah, but I'm not going to be staying in the jungle, so I probably am going to miss a lot of that.
Okay.
But I'm excited.
They say it's tiny. The population is about 400,000 people. And that the dollar is $2 to Belize.
Correct.
And it stays even to it. So you don't have to do any weird math when it comes to...
They got it down. No matter what the dollar does, it's always going to be 2-1. They're winning.
And they
it's
speak
smart.
English mostly there is what it says.
Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now...
More importantly, what the hell are we going to do?
So I...
Guys, it's Thursday. You have known about this vacation for 4 months.
Have we?
Yeah. It's been on the calendar. I know. What's a calendar? Anyway.
I know it's intern Evelyn's last day tomorrow, too. So there's
You guys are screwed.
We are so toast.
So it's literally just the two of us. No help at all.
So we had this plan. What about Lana and Kaylee saving the day and coming on the show next week?
They are my favorite two women on the radio. So you can't
we
go wrong there.
We need some kind of help.
How about can we call them and ask them?
It would probably... I haven't asked her yet at all.
I haven't asked her.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah.
You guys.
All right. Sounds like what we should do next.
100%.
We should get on that.
You text Kaylee. I'll text Lana.
Yeah, let's just call them. See, what
let's
see if they actually answer.
She's summer vacation. She's a teacher. I'm going to wake her up.
All right. We'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
There's always that one.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
One person when you're going off on a trip, right, Kennedy? There's always that one.
Tell me.
From the 508, talking about Kennedy going to Belize next week for vacation. Just watch out for the spiders. My sister went down there, thought she was sitting next to a large crab under a bench. It was a spider.
Mm. Yeah, don't bother me. I'm good.
That's a big spider if you thought it was a crab. That would bother me.
When I was in Africa, I had a picture of a centipede that was as big as my foot.
That's a lot of legs.
Mm-hmm.
Lana, good morning.
Good morning.
Kaylee, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, baby. Sorry, I just woke you up.
Ladies, I would like to apologize on behalf of your men for their poor planning. I'm just going to stay out of this conversation moving forward. Have a nice day.
Thank God there's an adult there with them.
Yes, so Lana, Kaylee, we did not think about the show next week while Kennedy is gone. Lana, will you save us and come hang out on the show at least one or two or three or four or five days?
I have a J-O-B. But it would indeed be saving you guys. Yeah.
Do you want a second job that doesn't pay at all for a couple days?
I feel like I have one of those now.
Kaylee?
Eric Carson. Now I got to babysit at work.
Kaylee, do you also mind coming in for maybe a couple days next week? Because it's literally just me and Carson.
Do I get to come in at the same time as Lana?
Oh.
Ooh.
I say yes. I vote yes. You need nothing more than two women in here. Let them have it. They scared now.
I mean, I don't mind a crossover episode.
They are scared.
They yeah, scared.
We can do a collab with the Pickle Beaches.
I mean, you guys can just do the show and we'll stay home if you want. I don't care.
That's what I'm saying. What do we even? Except I don't know how to work all those controls. So there was that.
Oh God, so many buttons that light up. I can't.
No.
So
it would be very entertaining.
That you know what? This isn't a bad idea. So maybe we split it up like, you know, Lana can do Monday, Tuesday, and then Wednesday, and then Kaylee can do like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Whatever works with their schedules. But yes, I would love a Venn diagram of them crossing.
Maybe
over.
You know, you can do one day.
One day.
I mean, if
they're
you
want, silencing you.
You could do all 5 days.
Ladies,
together.
They're silencing you. Yeah.
If you guys want to wake up and do five
Kaylee,
days both, you can both come in.
I feel it. Do you want us to make the schedule for you too?
Probably. Yeah, can you honestly, put it in an Excel spreadsheet?
Well, I mean, Kennedy would usually make the schedule and she's leaving, so that would be great.
I'm exhausted.
You mean I have to open my work laptop to help you boys next week?
I believe, yes, that's what they're saying.
No, we just have to talk. That's all we need to do.
Facts.
From the 978, absolutely, the both of them together.
100%.
Well, thank you for helping us because we didn't plan this at all. I honestly forgot Kennedy was going on vacation until we talked about Belize.
That is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm so nervous about next week. Like, thank God there's an adult.
Why are you nervous? Don't be nervous.
Yeah, y'all know what happens here. You know the order of things. You don't need them. It'll be fine.
This isn't we're like when you guys were at place. Turks and Caicos, though. There's no drinking till after 10 a.m.
You do whatever you want.
That's what you say.
Now, that
technically works.
I will
there.
Have some champagne in the fridge just for you.
Is that being written into our contract?
Done.
Your contract.
Done. You give me your rider. I'll make sure it's all handled, friends.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a big old Stanley, and nobody knows what's in it.
That's it.
It's going to go great.
Atlanta.
All right. Thank you, ladies.
I love this so much.
We'll talk offline and we'll figure out a schedule.
Yes. Thank you both for helping us.
You are the two funniest women in radio.
There's going to be way too much dude energy on the show next week without you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
All right. Love you, Lana.
Love you, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Love you, babe.
Please.
Thank you, babes. I'll bring you presents.
There's so. They're so over us, Dan.
Well, at least we got help. That's all. I'll take an eye roll as long as there's help.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's
you are the worst,
you can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
KB Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England with so much to love. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Mark from Pepperell.
Hello, Mark.
Good morning, Kennedy, Carson.
Dan, you're out.
Dan, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you just kind of let that hang there.
Yeah,
huh?
you're dead to him, podcaster. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Mark?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You're going $1,000 this morning. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. She is now gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Josh Radner says the How I Met Your Mother cast isn't even a little bit close, but they have a deep love for each other. They just aren't really in contact anymore. Radner played the main character who was narrating the story of his life. What was his character's name?
God, I don't know.
Question number two. An AI-generated Val Kilmer appears in an upcoming movie called As Deep as the Grave. He signed on to do the movie before his death, and his estate gave permission for his likeness to be used. Val's last live on-screen appearance was as Iceman in this long-awaited sequel starring Tom Cruise. Name the movie.
What's the movie? Oh, the movie where he does I can't even think about it. I know what it is, but I can't name it.
Question number three. This singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to one of their hits and then name them. Name the artist.
Ariana Grande.
Mattel is launching the Uno Championship Series, a live Uno competition that will stream on Twitch.
Oh, that is going to get competitive.
It has a $50,000 grand prize. Which four colors are in an Uno deck?
Red, yellow, green, and blue.
Imagine getting hit with a draw four with 50 G's on the line.
I'll just skip. Double reverse, Dan. 15 years ago today, Kim Kardashian married this NBA player. The marriage only lasted 72 days. Who is he?
Oh, Kobe Bryant.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
No idea.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi, thing.
Mark from Pepperell got one out of five. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Josh Radnor says the How I Met Your Mother cast isn't even a little bit close, but they have a deep love for each other. They just aren't really in contact anymore. Radnor played the main character who was narrating the story of his life. What was his character's name? Oh.
I feel like I can name all the rest of them. Why can't I name him?
Because he was the least interesting one.
Probably. That's why they're not friends with him, FYI.
Ted Mosby.
Ted Mosby.
0-0. Question number two. An AI-generated Val Kilmer appears in an upcoming movie called As Deep as the Grave. Val's last live on-screen appearance was as Iceman in this long-awaited sequel starring Tom Cruise. Name the movie.
Top Gun Maverick.
1-0. This singer turns 34 today. Take a listen to one of their hits and then name them.
Demi Lovato.
It is Demi Lovato, not Ariana Grande. Question number four. Mattel is launching the Uno Championship Series, a live Uno competition that will stream on Twitch, and it has a $50,000 grand prize. Sign up the Taker family.
Oh my God, have you not signed up already?
Which four colors are in an Uno deck?
Red and blue and green and yellow.
3-1. Question number five. 15 years ago today, Kim Kardashian married this NBA player. The marriage only lasted 72 days. Who is he?
Chris something. I'm not going to get it.
Chris Cross.
It's wickety, wickety, wickety whack.
Chris Humphrey is the correct answer. 3-1. Final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Okay.
Good work, my friend.
All right.
Mark, unfortunately, you don't get the $1,000, but thanks for calling in to play. We do appreciate that.
At least I know Uno colors.
There you go.
There you go. Hang your hat on that.
It's important things, if you ask me.
Mark, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Mark from Pepperell, and for the third time, I cannot beat Kennedy.
Oh. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I'm in the middle of a dilemma, and I need your guys' help. I need your advice on what I should do.
Oh, I hope it's about parenting.
No, it is not about parenting. So I mentioned to you guys off the air that my wife and my son teamed up to get me my birthday gift. They got me a putter. I know, exciting. I know you guys are enamored by golf.
No, if it's something you enjoy and it was something you wanted, we love it when people pay attention to what somebody wants.
The putter that I have, I think I maybe acquired from a miniature golf course. It's not an actual thing. And so they said, well, you get to pick it. we'll pay for it. I spent, you know, a week or so watching YouTube videos trying to decide what putter I was going to get. And so I finally decided the putter that I wanted, and I went online and I bought it. And they said, you can pick it up in the store or we'll deliver it to your house. I said, you know what? Just deliver it to the house, because I don't want, the store was not that close. So they said it'll be there in 3 to 5 days. 3 to 5 days, it didn't show up. I waited a week. I called them. I'm like, hey, my putter didn't show up. They're like, oh, well, we don't make the putters. You know, we get them from the company that makes them. We're going to have to reach out to them. That might take a couple of days to get an answer. I'm like, okay, great. 4 days later from that, I get an email saying there was a problem with the system. They had to do a reboot and they lost your order. But they have your order now and they say it's going to ship in the next couple of days. We will email you when it ships.
Mind you, your birthday was July 31st.
I ordered this on August 3rd, correct.
Okay. That's crazy. We lost your order. You didn't lose my money, though.
And it's right? It's a huge company that they say, you know, had to do. They said basically they had to do a system reboot. That's what they said to me in the email. It was insane. I was like, that's the craziest excuse ever. Like, you know, like, turn it off and turn it on is why you lost my order, is what you're saying, this huge company. So I never hear anything. And then yesterday it shows up. I never even got an email or anything like that. And so I'm super excited. I open up the box and guess what's inside?
Nothing. Air.
Two putters.
Hey! So you win?
Two of the exact same putters.
So now you have two putters.
I'm failing to see the dilemma.
Me too.
So now Lana's yelling at me. She's like, you bought two of these. You need to check your account. You bought two of these. That was expensive. You got to send this one back ASAP.
So you didn't have two birthdays.
No, you didn't. And I would go sell that thing on eBay tomorrow.
So I go through my email. I find the email and the receipt where I bought it. Okay? And so then she's like, well, check your bank account. They probably charge you twice.
She's very sure this is a you problem and not a
thank
problem.
Thank you.
Why
thank
can't it you be like, oh my God, we got two. Can I use one? Maybe it's too tall for me. We can sell it on the eBay.
So I go through my account and I'm looking. I'm kind of half looking, half not looking. I can't find it. She's like, well, maybe use my credit card because it was a birthday gift from us. And you thought I'll just, because I have one of her credit cards carry. Yeah. And so she went in and looked on her credit card. She's not in there. So then I really do a deep dive into my account. They never charged me for it.
At all?
For either of
so
them.
So you have two putters for $0?
No, this says to me that you still have a present waiting for you from Lana and Barry.
It says a
maybe
lot of
things.
Maybe
you did have two birthdays. Two putters, $0.
They didn't buy you anything.
That's what I'm saying, Kennedy. So there's all sorts of dilemmas here.
I see only one.
Terrible customer service from where I bought it.
Yeah.
Terrible customer service from the manufacturer.
Yeah.
Screwed it up in the delivery. I now have two of these things. And I didn't pay for either of them.
This sounds like a win, not a dilemma. So if this is your dilemma today, I wish I could have your day.
So what is your dilemma?
You feel, doesn't have one.
You feel pangs of guilt and want to return one?
Yes,
I do. Or tell them that you need to pay for it?
Yes, all of those things.
No, hard pass, hard pass, hard pass, hard pass, hard pass. Their fault. Maybe they did it on purpose because they felt it.
So when I opened the box and I saw two things in there, I was like, oh, maybe they threw in an extra thing of something different. You know, as a, hey, we're, you know, some cheap thing. There's just like a, here's a memento, here's a we're sorry. That's what I thought it was. And then I open it up. I'm like, it was exactly two of the same thing. And I'm like, oh, that is a mistake.
I would like to quote one Bob Marley to you. Don't worry about your putters because they're both yours and they were free. All right?
That sounds like a terribly run
company.
Seriously. Someone just in the warehouse double shipping orders and not checking if they paid from the ground up.
It just feels winning, winning, winning. And plus, Barrett and Lana did not pay for anything, so it sounds to me like you still
and
get
I'm
another
still
present.
On the birthday gift.
I feel like you have just won at life. So.
I would be worried if you wanted to be like, if you felt like being a good person and be like returning a putter, then they're going to like check and see that they didn't charge you at all. Right. Now you're stuck paying for one putter instead of getting a free putter.
No.
But that's what...
Let it go.
Not my money. It's Lana and Barrett's. I don't care.
Let it go.
Oh, that's why.
Let it go.
He didn't pay for it. That's why he wants to be a good person. It's not his money.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Got an assignment. Won't you give it a whirl? I need you to hear me, all you humans, boys and girls. All the teachers setting up their rooms. They're not giving a damn thing. You might think that it's assumed. We need your help, it's true. Can't clear the list without you.
Something about Clear the List and Darius Rucker's voice that just goes together like peanut butter and jelly.
Mm-hmm.
It just works. Every one of Hootie's songs just works.
Mm-hmm.
We did ask you, though, if you could do Wagon Wheel.
You did.
And?
I did.
You did?
You're welcome.
Can we play it?
Absolutely. Go crazy.
So help our teachers clear their classroom list. Grab a couple of supplies, anything you can give. Hey, now clear that list. Yeah, help our teachers get the things they need for every little student to learn and succeed. Hey, now clear that list.
Absolute perfection.
Did you like it? I'm glad.
It's perfect.
10 out of 10, no notes. 5 stars, Kennedy.
Yay.
25% tip. Clear the List is back.
Yes.
We're going to start talking to teachers and educators on Monday. If you go to mix1041.com, you'll see the Clear the List logo on there. You can go on and click on it. And you've already started posting by city and town, correct?
Yeah, so if you want to go in there, if you want to help out a teacher that lives in your community, you can go and look it up there. Just clickety-clickety-click and help them clear their lists.
Yeah, I'm rolling through some of the towns. Boylston is in there. Let's see, who else is in there? Fall River is in there. Haverhill is in there.
Everybody's in there.
Everett, right. There's a lot of teachers already posted on here. But we're going to be talking to some teachers next week. We want to hear your stories. We want to get to know you on a deeper level. We've been reading through all of the emails that you've been sending in, and some of the stories are unbelievable.
They really are.
Of what these teachers are going through or what inspires them.
And they're not asking for a lot.
No.
Like, I'm looking at their lists, and my friends, put the stuff on the list you need.
You're saying ask for more?
I am.
It's like the kid when they're 7 and they only ask for 2 things.
That's what I mean. You're like, I know you just don't only need Post-it notes and dry erase boards. I know that's not it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think some people have a hard time asking, right?
That's probably
I think we all do that, right? And I think this is the time to not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ham, as the kids say.
I don't think they say that anymore.
Go ham, as the millennials say. I don't know. I'm doing my best.
One of the emails we got yesterday, which I thought was incredible, you pointed this out to us, Kennedy, this woman who's been a teacher now for several years, she went to Notre Dame Academy. She was there when we brought in Ed Sheeran because they won the coat drive that we did on Mix.
It's stuff like this that just makes my heart so happy and makes all of the whatever we got to go through behind the scenes and whatever so worth it. So worth it.
That they've been listening to this show since then.
And now she's grown and now has a classroom of her own.
And now we want to help her out.
And now we want to help her out.
So again, go to mix1041.com, mix1041.com. We're going to start talking to teachers on Monday. So be ready. Be ready on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Get your debit card ready.
Mm-hmm.
Get your internet ready. Get your PayPal ready.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to pay for something, you got to do Zelle, whatever. Most of them are set up on Amazon wish lists, it seems like.
Very many. There's a couple of Donors Choose, but for the most part it is.
Is that another that's something similar?
You can just give money. Donors Choose is just money.
Okay. Whereas if they're on Amazon, you go in and pick the item and you buy it and it ships it to them. So anyway, has Kaylee started like amping up to get back into the classroom yet?
They're going back a little later this year, so I don't think it's happened quite yet, but it's right around the corner.
Right. Yeah.
Has she put in for Clear the List? Do we need to help her clear her
list? I don't think she has put in for she felt like there might be a conflict of interest there, so all right, she hasn't.
She's going to be here next week, and I say, Kaylee, you do use this.
So, coming Monday, if you're a teacher, we want to hear from you. Go to the website, go to mix1041.com, drop us an email, morningshow@mix1041.com. Tell us a little bit of your story. Tell us about your classroom. Tell us what you're trying to accomplish, what inspires you. And then next week, we'll start talking to teachers and hearing their story, and we're going to start clearing lists.
We want to clear full lists.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit different this year. Last year, we would talk to a teacher and kind of move on. This year, we're going to talk to a teacher, and we're going to stay locked into that teacher until their list is cleared. And then once we've cleared a list, we'll be moving on to other teachers. So that will start Monday morning just after 7 o'clock with Clear the List. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of SCU Credit Union. Here's the latest on Hayden Panettiere. The DEA has joined the investigation into her death. Law enforcement officials confirmed to Page Six that the DEA is working alongside the Greenville Police Department and the coroner's office to investigate her death, and that it may be the result of a drug overdose. TMZ, of course, had reported previously that there was a device used to dispense Narcan on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
And unclear whether it was administered to her or not. Cops also showed up to Brian and Zach Hickerson's grandmother's home in Greenville for a welfare check days after Hayden's death. Two cars with Greenville Police Department arrived at the property belonging to Grandma on Wednesday. I guess she knocked on the door, received no response. Her colleague tried the side door. They said they confirmed that Zach was home at the time. Officers left the property, which Zach and Brian were pictured at on Tuesday. They returned later and went back to conduct a welfare check. They did not specify the individual or individuals involved and left around 10 minutes later.
Hmm. I'm telling you, in my gut, there's somehow some way that the ex, the current, whatever, is involved in her death.
That she was involved with both of these brothers at one time or another.
Dated them both?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had not heard that.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
It breaks my heart. So hopefully they'll find some answers here and her family can get some closure.
Wow.
So let's move on to some good news. Post Malone and his girlfriend Christy Lee are engaged. Yay! He popped the question with a massive engagement ring. Their news was shared via Christy's friend's Instagram stories. Posted a photo of the couple hugging one another as if she showed off the ring and a bride-to-be sash and a veil. The friend's caption said, "My best friend in the world just got engaged. I love you more than words." They look really happy and super adorable.
How long have they been together?
About a year, maybe two. When did he break up with the baby mama? 2025, 2024?
I don't know. He doesn't keep his dating life super public, I guess.
Yeah, I was, to be honest with you, when you started telling the story about him being engaged, I was like, I didn't even realize he was dating anybody. But I guess he doesn't share that stuff a lot.
Yeah, so I
follow him on social media, but all I ever see is him on stage with a red Solo cup. That's pretty much all he ever posts.
I'm surprised the engagement wasn't sponsored by Bud Light.
Maybe it will be. Carson, I have a very big royal update for you.
I've been waiting, Kennedy. I have been waiting for this all morning long.
Well, after everything, everywhere, every book, every interview, every Netflix special, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving back to the UK.
Let's go. I am so in on this.
They've enrolled kids in school over there. And if I had to guess, I would suggest that his father is not faring well.
Yeah.
And that they want to be close to him. He will be there only in a personal capacity. They will not be royals. They'll be non-working members of the royal family. They won't live in a royal residence. They will continue their various business enterprises. But yes, they are moving back.
I think they will eventually move back into all of it. I think they will move back into being a royal family. I think eventually they will move. It will all correct itself. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
I think William is so
Like William hasn't seen him. Mm-hmm. King Charles has.
Right.
And I think that there is a rift there that I don't know that anything will be able to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be the next king. So he has the decisions of whether he wants to or not. Mm-hmm. So either way though, bye.
I heard that they won't necessarily get the security when they get to England either.
This has been a fight for, since they left. Getting royal security.
Right. And essentially they've said, even if you come back to England, only for special occasions will you get security.
Correct.
But they're going to be living in some big mansion owned by the family somewhere.
They're not. They're not.
I know. And we also said they were never going to move back, but here we are.
I mean, they're not going to be in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Some crappy part of town. They'll be all right.
I'm sure there's a castle and a trust somewhere that they'll be living in.
I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Bye.
I mean, they scammed Netflix out of millions. They don't need the royal family house.
I don't think it was a scam. It just wasn't good. And that is what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, with so much to love. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Hit up SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Jessica from Whitman.
Hello, good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Also, her daughter Avery is in the car. Hey, Avery.
Hi.
Will you ladies get Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now gone into that soundproof studio. Question number one. David Krumholtz is quitting acting, saying he is fed up and mentally fried. David Krumholtz is best known for playing Bernard the Elf in which Christmas movie where Tim Allen becomes Santa?
Oh, Christmas Story. No, no, I drew a blank.
Amy,
I can see it. I can't think of the name of it. No.
Amy Adams turns 52 today. She starred opposite Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale in this 2010 movie about Mickey Ward, a boxer from Lowell, trying to step out of the shadow of his family and get his big break. Name the movie.
The Fighter? No, The Fighter.
Weezer's 20th studio album, self-titled Weezer, is scheduled for release on August 21st. Name this Weezer song. Take a listen.
I look just like Buddy Holly.
What's the name of the song?
Buddy Holly.
Okay, question number four. The DEA has officially joined the investigation into the sudden death of Hayden Panettiere. What does DEA stand for?
Oh my God. Why can't I think of it? I don't know. I can't think of it.
And question number five. TikTok star Charli D'Amelio will appear on Dancing with the Stars, the next pro finale. Who are the two main hosts of Dancing with the Stars?
I can see his face. Yeah. And he's got a sister. Oh my God. These are so much harder. Why can't I think of his name? I can see both of their faces. I can't.
Okay. Oh, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Well, that was a ride.
Avery, you're on your way to summer school. Is that right?
Yeah.
I went to summer school every year. I have a feeling the reason I went. Yeah, I have a feeling you're going for different reasons than why I went.
Maybe. Just some grades.
Oh, no, that's the same reason.
Oh, no, that's it. you got a future in radio, Avery. Jessica and Avery got 2 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
Not horrible.
These are tough. Question number one. David Krumholtz is quitting acting, saying he's fed up and mentally fried. David Krumholtz is best known for playing Bernard the Elf in which Christmas movie where Tim Allen becomes Santa?
The Santa Claus?
Yes, the Santa Claus. Amy Adams, 52 today. She starred opposite Mark Wahlberg and Christian Bale in this 2010 movie about Mickey Ward, a boxer from Lowell.
A fighter.
Lowell.
Trying to step out of the shadow of his family and get his big break. Name the movie.
The Fighter. My friend Erica was the one that said, "Ooh, you Charlene."
2-1.
That was my favorite line in the movie.
I know.
Charlene.
Weezer's 20th studio album, self-titled Weezer, is scheduled for release on August 21st. Name this song from the band.
Buddy Holly.
Buddy Holly's right, 3-2. Mm-hmm. The DEA has officially joined the investigation into the sudden death of Hayden Panettiere. What does DEA stand for?
Drug Enforcement Agency.
Nope.
Oh, no, that's not right. Drug Enforcement Administration.
Wow, learned something new today.
3-2, question number 5. TikTok star Charli D'Amelio will appear on Dancing with the Stars, the next pro finale. Who are the two main hosts of Dancing with the Stars?
Dancing with the Stars. Who is it now? Alfonso Rivera and... No, I don't know.
We interviewed her in person at a fancy hotel downtown one time. Julianne Hough. You don't remember that?
No.
Is she to remember everyone she talks to for 25 years? That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Jessica.
Nice job.
Thank you. Nice work, Kennedy. I'm sorry you ladies don't get the money, but thanks for calling in to play this morning. Have fun at school. She's like, yeah, whatever, Carson. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Jessica and Avery from Whitman, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Avery.
Bye.
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 Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Might have done that all day.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker. You
can't. There's a girl that pitched yesterday.
You can try.
Her team from Alabama.
You can't beat her.
Woo! Bringing the smoke. Only the 25th girl to ever play in the Little League World Series. Pretty cool.
Aww.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, she did great.
Oh, no. Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England and the A Lot to Love event. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kelly from Medford.
Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Kennedy.
K-E-L-L-Y.
The kids are in the car, too. What are their names?
Yes. Yes. I have Maya and Paxton. Hi. They're very shy right now.
That's all right. They're on their way to Amesbury for a Cousin's Day.
Yes. Aww. Cousin's Day.
That's super cool. All right. Will you kick Kennedy out, please? Let's see if we can give you $1,000.
Yeah. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. There goes Kennedy. She won't be able to hear anything that is happening. You get more right, you win the $1,000. If you tie, though, that's a win for Kennedy. Question number one. A judge has granted this Thank You Next singer fast-track subpoena power to unmask the alleged hackers behind leaks of her unreleased music. Who is the singer?
Ariana Grande.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving their family back to the UK to spend more time with King Charles. Sources say Harry will not resume his royal duties. Which state is home right now for the couple?
I think California.
There's a documentary coming out next month about how this comedian's brother and business manager stole $12 million from him. It's called Funny Money. The comedian starred in Good Luck Chuck. Who is he?
I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say Kevin James.
Question number 4. A University of Alabama graduate student says Olivia Rodrigo paid off her final semester after they connected on social media. Can you name Olivia Rodrigo's most recent album?
Oh, I do not know.
All right, and question number 5. In Tupac's murder trial, a cop testified that he asked Tupac who shot him, and Tupac said, nah, we'll take care of it.
That's a crazy thing to say to a police officer, right, by the way.
Who is on trial for Tupac's murder right now?
I have no idea.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Didn't sound like Maya and Paxton got quiet there. Are you still with us?
I am. I just muted.
Oh, don't mute.
Having a time.
No, don't mute those two. Let them live, right, Kennedy?
Totally.
Kelly got 2 out of 5, right?
All right. Well done.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
A judge has granted this Thank You Next singer fast-track subpoena power to unmask the alleged hackers behind leaks of her unreleased music. Who is she?
Ariana Grande?
Tied to one. Question number 2. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving their family back to the UK to spend more time with King Charles. Sources say Harry will not resume his royal duties. Which state is home right now?
California.
2-2. There's a documentary coming out next month about how this comedian's brother and business manager stole $12 million from him. It's called Funny Money. The comedian starred in Good Luck Chuck. Who is he?
Starts with a D.
Dane Cook.
Yeah.
2-2. Question number 4. A University of Alabama graduate student says Olivia Rodrigo paid, or graduate, excuse me, says Olivia Rodrigo paid her final semester after they connected on social media. Can you name Olivia Rodrigo's most recent album?
Wow. Sour?
You seem pretty sad for a girl so in love. 2-2. Question number 5. In Tupac's murder trial, a cop testified that he asked Tupac who'd shot him, and Tupac simply replied, nah, we'll take care of it. Who is on trial for his murder right now?
I have no idea.
I am obsessed with this trial. Am I the only one around here?
Yeah. Don't write questions like that.
Oh, my gosh. I've been watching it every day. Keefe D, Kennedy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows Keefe D.
Every single person listening knows exactly who that is.
Everybody else is dead, which is kind of wild. And he bragged all about doing it. And now he's up on the stand saying, nah, just kidding, bro. No, I was hyperbole. I'm just a rapper. Spinning yarn. That's his defense.
Somebody said I was spinning yarn.
Yes. 2-2 is the final score. Nice job, ladies. Nice job. Those were tough.
Okay. Good job, Kennedy.
Unfortunately, Kelly, you don't get the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Kelly from Metfield, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.